You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This matchup starts at 3:20 a.m. on Tuesday morning here in the UK. It's an NFC West battle to finish off the weekend. And the Rams back in Southern California after a 21-year stay in St. Louis. The Rams are back in Southern California.
Well, the NFL's dream of returning a team to Los Angeles has finally been realized. And there are exactly zero people in L.A. who care. Zero.
I think as well looking at... Sorry, Gil. I think as well looking at this, this matchup, I get the feeling there's not much optimism surrounding either franchise going into the season. So they've relocated to Los Angeles. As you've just said, not many people in Los Angeles care, and they might have a bad team there as well.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the thing with people who are in Los Angeles, and this applies to Los Angeles sports in general. If the team is good, they love that team. So the LA Lakers, over the years, man, do they love the Lakers. But if the Rams were to start out, say, 0-4, and I don't think they will, but let's say they were start out 0-4, man, no one will ever mention them. They will just – they're like, what? We have a football team? I'm sorry. I got to go see movie stars and be at the beach. The thing with this game to me, though, is the Niners, as fascinating as the Rams are, the Niners are – even more fascinating because they are so – I mean, they could be so bad this year, Dave. They could be so bad. I keep thinking to myself, all right, you know, I shouldn't follow the instinct that one team is that great and one team is that bad. Come up with reasons why the Niners are going to be that not that bad. And I just can't. I can't. You know, last year they were 5-11, and they were so lucky to be 5-11. Four of their five wins were by one score. People may recall the Bears and the Rams in weeks 13 and 17 both missed game-winning field goals against them. The Falcons in week 9 kicked a field goal from the 1-yard line when they needed a late touchdown. The Niners ended up winning that 17-16. So if anything, San Francisco could have very easily been 2-14 last year as opposed to 5-11. By the way, we talked about fumble luck with the Redskins. The 49ers recovered 12 of their 15 fumbles on offense, best rate in the league on offense. So they had fumble luck, too. And now, you know, they scored the fewest points in the NFL last year. They're going with Blaine Gabbert instead of Colin Kaepernick, which is a whole other subject. And I don't think Blaine Gabbert's as good as Colin Kaepernick, but apparently the new coach, Chip Kelly, wants to go with Blaine Gabbert. And Chip Kelly is famous for the sheer speed with which he runs his offense. So they could stink and stink while playing an incredibly fast brand of football. And their defense is just going to get worn out because the offense isn't going to be able to stay on the field. So, I mean, it could be so bad. I like the Rams' defense here. That's the only reason why I'm taking the Rams in this game.
And they've got a good running back, haven't they? And Todd Gurley, who Jeff Fisher, their coach, has said he's going to be protected as if he was a quarterback this season, Gil, mainly because they're probably not bothered whether they protect their quarterback or not because... Todd Gurley is going to, I think they're going to just load him up and ask him to run, aren't they, basically?
Yeah, Todd Gurley's fantastic. And, you know, Jeff Fisher can say that all he wants. But so if you're going to protect Gurley, then what exactly are you going to do? Like, I don't, you know, they're not going to scare anybody throwing the football. Case Keenum is not scaring anybody. He's not terrible, but he's not scaring anybody. They're going to give Gurley the ball in the heat of a game. I do not expect Jeff Fisher to be like, well, I got to protect Gurley. So guess we'll send Case Keenum back. Gurley's phenomenal. They're going to use him and use him a lot. I think it's a good hope to protect him. It's a good thought, but I don't think it's going to happen in practice. The real key to the Rams, they've got Aaron Donald and Robert Quinn together on defense, and they are a sight to behold. That is a sort of like the least talked about great player in football is Aaron Donald of the Rams on defense. He is a force, and now he's got Quinn next to him, so they're going to be really good on defense. And I think this is one of those spots where, again, new coach for the Niners, all those things I mentioned, I lean Rams here. I don't love it, but I lean Rams here.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.